On the Big Sports Breakfast, let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer. Thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
Morning, Mossy.
Good morning, guys.
Lovely to see you, mate. We've got a big weekend ahead of us, and it starts tonight.
It does. The first elimination final, Brisbane, Western Sydney Wanderers. Will Santa deliver a sack full of presents for the Western Sydney Wanderers? He's fresh. He had last week off. And, of course, Brisbane came back against Wellington last week. They were 3-1 down, came back to 4-3. So, Brisbane go in with their attack in order. Their defence was woeful last week. So it really is quite an interesting, intriguing battle tonight looming.
Yeah, 2:15, the Brisbane Roar. 3:10, the Wanderers. You believe the drama up there in Brisbane serves the Wanderers well. And Santalab does have that. It's a knack. It's more than a knack, isn't it? It's a skill. But
yeah, that's right.
He finds the back of the net, but so too does Brosh.
Yeah, and McLaren. You could pitch this game as Santalab v McLaren, but obviously there's a lot more to finals than just that. But Santalab scored his 14 goals this season in just 9 games, and they've won 6 of them and drawn 3. So when Santalab scores, Western Sydney usually get a result. Of course, there has to be a definitive result tonight, but Popovic rested around 9 players, or 9 players missed last week's trip to Adelaide after they'd bowed out of the ACL midweek before that game. So I think Western Sydney, and they've had the longer turnaround as well. Brisbane played Sunday, Western Sydney Saturday. The travel, of course, Western Sydney have to go to Brisbane. But I just think Western Sydney have got enough in the tank, enough freshness, and a better defence than Brisbane. And I keep going back to that word because that is what wins you the big end-of-season games, in my opinion. I think Western Sydney Wanderers will get the points.
Okay. Do you like Aloisi as a manager?
I think he's done exceptionally well to bounce back from what happened at Melbourne Heart. When he got the sack there, it was a horrendous run for him in his first gig. He's come to Brisbane and really he's steadied that ship and got them back to being a force in the A-League. So you've got to give him a whole heap of credit there because he copped a battering when he left Melbourne Heart.
Mm. Mate, the other game, that's going to be Sunday, Amy. Melbourne City, $2 the favourites up against Perth Glory, $3.30. Our old mate, Lowe.
Yes, Kenny Lowe. He'll certainly give us entertainment from the sidelines. But what about this? Luke Bratton, who was part of the 3-times championship-winning Brisbane Roar side, has come out and said that he thinks this Melbourne City side is better than that one. Now, I found that very interesting. He could be talking about squad depth, and they've got more depth in good areas, obviously. But I had a look at some statistics. The worst defensive record that Brisbane side ever had was 28 goals. Melbourne City have conceded 44 goals this season. Now, they've scored 49, which is up there or thereabouts with Sydney FC, who have had the remarkable season, of course. They've scored 55, but they've only conceded 12. So if you want to put yourself up there as a benchmark side, you've got to look at the statistics. And, yeah, the strength is one thing, but last week against Perth, the 5-4 game, Melbourne City were absolutely disgraceful without the ball. So if they want to be compared to those Brisbane sides, they have to go and win silverware and they have to have good balance, both with and without the ball, as we all know.
Mate, the Europa quarterfinals are currently on. Besiktas is 2-1 up over Lyon. Genk is 1-1 with Celta Vigo. Manchester United, 2-1 against Anderlecht.
Lovely. Is that full-time yet?
Which one?
The Manchester United Anderlecht. That was 120th minute for about 120 minutes
before
I came into the studio. There you
2-1.
Go. 2-1. So Manchester United go through.
And Schalke, 3-2 over Ajax, or as Slice to call them, Ajax.
Ajax.
Don't ever underestimate. Do they still make Ajax? I think they do.
I think they do.
That and GIF. How good.
GIF, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit abrasive.
Yeah. 24 May, I can't wait, and I want to be there for Liverpool playing Sydney FC, and Gerrard's going to play.
Steven Gerrard is going to lace the boots on, along with Carricker, Daniel Agger and Steve McManaman. So what they're trying to do is create this 125th anniversary celebration mode around it, but obviously those players who are coming from yesteryear into the side must be still in very good shape, because it's not going to be a lazy kickabout on a Sunday. This is going to be a pretty serious game. Both sides coming off the back of their season, so they'll be match fit and match hardened. Can't wait for that one.
Mm. All right, so you're tipping the upset. The Wanderers at 3:10 at tab.com.au and Melbourne City at $2. Yep.
Yep. Neck on the line for the Wanderers game, and I think Melbourne City will get the points
at home.
You're
a good man, Phil Moss.
Can't wait.
Enjoy the weekend.
Great weekend. Well done, Mossy.
Thanks, guys.